Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show, and I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. What can I say? Happy 4th of July to everyone. Get your firecrackers on, people, you know. And did you see the internet yesterday? I don't know who put it on there. They were going through the beach, and they were asking people, what did they know about the 4th of July, and how did they know? And a lot of people did not really know why we celebrate the 4th of July. And I don't know if this is true. I don't know if it was staged or what, but it was kind of funny. But then there were a few people that knew exactly why we celebrate the 4th of July and what it stands for. And one lady even started reciting part of the Constitution. So I thought she was really bad to the bone. So you go ahead, whoever you were. But a lot of people didn't even know when we got our American independence. So let's just say thank you to 1776. Yes, that's when America got their independence. So let's just say thank you to the Declaration of Independence. So let's just say that's why we celebrate. And they were asking a lot of people, well, who were some of our founding fathers? And people were naming, who was it? It was like a basketball player, no, a wrestler that they were naming. They didn't even know some of our founding fathers, not even one. They didn't say Benjamin Franklin. They didn't say George Washington, you know, the Thomas Jefferson. I mean, they just didn't say it. It was funny. But anyway, so I hope everybody knows why we celebrate our American independence today for July the 4th. Celebrate, enjoy our freedom. Hey, freedom comes with a price for us all. So be glad that we have it in the good old USA. All right, did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the Hollywood 4th of July loop. Number one, again, Finding Dory. Somebody find that little silly fish. Look them everywhere for. Anyway, Finding Dory made over $41 million. Number two, The Legend of Tarzan. No, wait a minute. The Legend of Tarzan movie made over $38 million. Okay, when I was a kid, I watched Tarzan. When I was a teenager, I watched Tarzan. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I watched Tarzan. I don't know how many Tarzans we got, but let me tell you, there's a lot of them. Go ahead, my man, swing up on the rope with your bad self. The Legend of Tarzan came in, $38 million over that. Not bad at all. I'm just saying, hasn't there always been a Tarzan around? Okay. Number three, The Purge. Election year. Well, you know what? Purge yourself on over because you just made over $30 million this weekend. Number four, The BFG came in and made over $19 million. Number five, Independence Day Resurgence. And that one made over $16 million. I hear it's a lot of fun. Okay. Number six, Central Intelligence. That one made over $12 million. Number seven, The Shallows. And that was made up, looks like $9 million. Remember, these are all just estimations. If I'm wrong, I apologize right now. Number eight, Free State of Jones. That one made smidget over $4 million. Number 9, The Conjuring 2. That one made almost $4 million. And, honey, you can conjure up anything. Just don't conjure me. All right? And number 10, Now You See Me 2. Well, I didn't see Now You See Me 2, which means I didn't see Now You See Me 1. I'm trying to catch Now You See Me 3, 4, 5, and 6, because you know when they start seeing 2 and 3, there's always 10 more. Follow on up. All right, Now You See Me 2, that would make just about $3 million there. So there you have it. Glad you got your movie on and your popcorn on. All right, moving on to some fun Hollywood gossip. Everybody's hooking up this holiday weekend. First of all, my goodness, she is so pretty. Without all the gadgets, without all the costumes, without all the dancing, without all the makeup, without all the stilettos, I'm telling you, if she just stands in one spot and sings, she's absolutely beautiful, and I love her when she dances. I love the costumes and the theatrics, but she's really an extremely pretty, talented lady. Lady Gaga and actor Taylor Kinney. Is it true? Rumor has it. Maybe there are wedding bells. I don't know. Maybe she's going to start a family. I'm just reading from the headlines, people. I don't know Lady Gaga, but I certainly do love her. But anyway, Lady Gaga, it's out there. They're saying that maybe wedding bells are going to come. Another Hollywood couple, Ben and Jen, walking arm in arm down the street. Will you go ahead, Miss Ben and Jen? Because it looks like they are an item again. And what can I say? And my girl, Rihanna and Drake. Okay, first of all, Rihanna's gorgeous. She's talented. Drake is talented. He's gorgeous, too. Okay, so you take two talented people, two gorgeous people, allegedly, they're dating. So you know what that means? Now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Rihanna was labeled to be hooking up with Leonardo. Now she's hooking up with Drake. Okay, she was, we all know, once upon a time, she was with Chris Brown. Look, girl, what can I say? She picked some good-looking men. Now, okay, no sense in picking no little ugly man. You might as well go and pick a fine man. I ain't mad at your sister, girl. Go ahead with your bad self. Okay, no disrespect to all the homely men out there. If beauty comes from inside, I was just making a joke. Lord have mercy, I can hear the emails coming right now. So I'm going to run from that topic, and I'm going to go to Taylor Swift. Okay, now, we all know Taylor Swift. If you don't know who Taylor Swift is, well, you must be living in an igloo on the cloud Pluto, because it's not a planet, on the star Pluto, whatever the hell it is. Anyway, Taylor Swift, country singer, beautiful blonde, used to do the Revlon commercials, has one hit song after another. Okay, well, she always has a new boyfriend. She was dating Arnold Schwarzenegger's son. She was dating some Kennedy boy. She was dating this one. She was down there. She was dating everybody but Barney. But anyway, the beautiful girl, extremely talented. Well, the articles, the headlines are reading about her behind and her butt implant. This is the silliest story I've ever seen, but it is what I put under the coffee chatter internet radio show, Hollywood Fun Gossip. A butt implant, that chick is skinny as a beanpole, okay? If she got a butt implant, she best go get her money back. You heard? All right. So the girl all the way around is a size 2. So if that's a butt implant, honey, you better go get your money back real quick. All right, moving on to, you remember Jesse Williams. He, of course, from Grey's Anatomy. He is the handsome actor. He is yummy to look at. All right. Well, of course, from the BET Awards, he received the Humanitarian Award. And, you know, he had a very strong speech, very powerful speech. I don't know if you agree with it or not. I'm just saying it was a strong speech. It was a powerful speech. I think he spoke from his truth. And to me, it was a very good speech. Anyway, you know, actress Stacey Dash. Well, she, you know, Stacey Dash comes out swinging too. She's very opinionated, very, very intelligent also. She had a rebuttal. She had some things to say that were, you know, her opinion on Jesse Williams' speech. And, you know, I was reading through it. She had some interesting points also. So I'm not going to say who's right, who's wrong. That is up to you. But if you get a chance, check out both of the speeches and go from there. That's as far as I'm going with that. Okay, that's not a funny story. That's a true story. All right, moving on to another interesting part of Hollywood fun gossip. If you watch the television series, Orange is the New Black, everybody says it's fabulous. Well, I haven't seen it because, you know, I'm on the Cable Channel. All right, so anyway, moving on. All right, actress Danielle Brooks. Okay, Danielle Brooks. Let me put the S on there, okay? I don't want to eat bikes, nothing up in here. All right, anyway, Danielle Brooks. Well, she got allegedly, and, you know, this is from her own tweeting. She got on a plane. I don't know. She didn't say which airline, or, you know, I didn't catch which airline because I want to know which airline did this. Okay, and she was riding. She was riding in first class, and the airline stewardess, you know, said something. I don't know which one. Allegedly, you know, asked her, was she in first class? Anyway, check it out. Read the whole tweet. You know, was asking her about, you know, oh, are you in first class? And she was, you know, saying all about that. My other thing with this is, you know, let me tell you, that I am mad every time somebody white asks me something about first class, second class, or third class, I'll be a real angry person every day. So you handle it your way. You tweet any way you want to. You do your thing, girl. I'm just saying, come on, people. You know, let's fight the real stuff. But if that's a battle, you go with it. But it's an interesting tweet. I want you to check it out. It's all over the internet. Look up Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black. Very talented actress. Let me know what you think. I thought it was very interesting. That's all for the Hollywood fun gossip. All right, everybody. It is July the 4th. Make it a great day. Listen, with the firecrackers and fire sparkles and all these little things, remember, California is going through a drought all over the world. Be careful with your firecrackers. I'm sorry, all over the USA. Be careful with your firecrackers. People, lock your animals up because, you know, little Rufus and Scruffy gonna get out there and run all over and jump the fence. You know how dogs and horses and chickens do. Okay, so put them inside the house, the garage, a crate, whatever you can do to keep your pets safe. And remember, watch your fingers and remember the drought, okay, in certain areas. Get your barbecue on, sit back and relax. Do not drink and drive. Thank you for joining me. I will talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.